Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my hobbies is helping people with their resumes. So there's a lot of medical students that are now organizing their CV for residency applications. There's many of you trying to get back into the job market. And, or you owned a restaurant for years. It got destroyed because of pandemic, lockdowns. And now you're trying to get a job. So you start typing out a resume, and it looks light. It looks empty. And so I love that you guys have reached out. I really need to turn this into a profession or something, because I do a lot of it for free, and I don't mind. I love it. I love it, especially with students, you know. But honestly, there's some pretty easy things that you could do to boost up your resume. So I'm going to tell you guys how to do it, but you can still reach out to me and email me if you need to. That's what I'm here for. So first and foremost, people think that you need to have a multiple-page resume. All right? Having worked in human resources, I did. I used to work in human resources at Budget Rent-A-Car. I've had like so many. I waited tables. I attended bar. I've done almost everything. But anyway, I worked in human resources. And as interviewing students for UNR Medical School and multiple medical schools throughout my career, a resume that is full of fluff unfortunately can turn off that interviewer right away. Okay, what is the interviewer looking for? Well, they want to make sure that you are a good fit, that you have longevity. So if you have 20 jobs in a matter of 2 years, yeah, you might have a lot of entries on that resume, but that's making us think you can't keep a job. You keep getting fired or you keep quitting. But I understand that some of you that maybe owned a restaurant for 15 years, that's all it says on there. Owned a restaurant. So what do you do to beef things up? Okay, well, first of all, if you've had one job for multiple years, highlight that. Right, you could say, from the year 2006 to 2021, I owned, operated this, and here were my duties. This is what I did. Because, you know, you might think, well, I own my own business. People aren't going to care about that. What, you know, what the job I'm doing is different. Not entirely. If you own a business, then you're doing marketing, you're doing human resources, you're doing accounts receivable, you're doing shipping, supplies, customer service, employee management. So you list all those. And if you can't think of things that you did, you can send it to me, drdahlia@hotmail.com. I'll take a look at it and I'll go, well, did you have to do this or did you have to do this? You label that. So that now, rather than it just being one little line saying you owned a restaurant or you went to undergrad and whatever, now it's like, okay, well, what did you do in undergrad? You know, what did you do in medical school? So you can list a lot of the things you've done. Another thing is if you only have done really one job and you don't really have a lot to add to that, what I tell medical students to do is to join these societies for free. You can join them for free. All these doctor societies, like, you know, the American Academy of Family Physicians or whatever, they all give free membership, right? There's a lot of societies out there or a lot of clubs that have free membership. So if you're a part of these, you know how many newsletters you get? If you're a part of these, if you belong to a church, put that on there. So now, societies and organizations, you could list 10, 20 of them. Now that gives you a nice little chunk. Another thing you could do is volunteer. If you volunteer at church, at a local food bank, or whatever, that works. You could intern. Let's say you're interested in law. You're thinking about maybe going to law school, or you're interested in the healthcare field. There are tons of places out there that will allow you to intern for free. Then you could do that. You could volunteer intern. And then what did you do when you interned? Well, I took patients back, or I did this, or I did this, or customer service, or marketing, or supplies. Employers just want to know that you've had experience and that you work well with others and you haven't gone through jobs. You know, I had my practice for 16 years. True, I held jobs when I went to school. You know, I held multiple part-time jobs so I could make money, and then I left on my own volition, and so I explained everything, and it looked like I was pretty well-rounded. So if you did work before that long job, that you put that on there. You know, medical students will say, well, gosh, you know, I don't know if I should put anything from undergrad or from high school. If it's significant and it shows something that's pretty cool, put it on there. And then if you want something that pops, all right, something that pops is if you've been trying to learn another language. You don't necessarily have to be fluent, but the fact that you're trying to learn another language, it's pretty cool. It shows initiative. Maybe you're writing a book. I've talked to you guys about this. On Amazon, you can publish your book for free. They'll take a huge cut of the sales, but if you want something to pop on your resume, then be an author. You can write a book. It doesn't have to be a 300-page book. Write a book. Amazon helps you pick the cover. Upload your PDF. As long as they think the material is appropriate or whatever, it publishes. Now you could also have that entry, you're an author. If you have a blog post, now you're a blogger. You're an author. Now, if you've sung on YouTube, you're a singer. You're a songwriter. If you've written poems, you could put poetry. Your interests. Your interests are huge. There's a whole other section on interests and hobbies. If you like to hike, if you like to exercise, if you like to cook, you could put that down there. And I mean, everybody likes those things. But, you know, if you have a very interesting hobby, don't put porn. But, you know, if you like to study video games because you're writing a book on it or something like that, you know, that you could, there's a way to word that. So I know, you know, this is a very short segment, but there's many people that underestimate themselves. They undermarket themselves because they also don't want to look like they're bragging. See, I'm a Generation X. You're not supposed to brag. You're not supposed to boast. And when I got into radio, I learned, no. You know, if you just sit there and talk about, you know, how you can't broadcast and how, you know, you're like I do all the time and make jokes and I'm self-deprecating, that doesn't necessarily help in show business. You got to put it out there going, I did this, I did this, I did this, and I owned this. So own it. I bet you own a lot more things than you realize. 1-877-DOCTOR.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the FDA Vaccine Advisory Committee is going to meet this week to discuss what criteria they will ask for before they begin to authorize COVID vaccine shots for kids under age 12. As you know, they're already studying the 5 to 12 age, actually the 6 to 12 age group, and then I think the 6 month to 5 to 6 age group. So we're going to have little babies, you know, tested for the vaccine. A lot of people missed on that. If the virus is as dangerous as we suspect it could later be for kids, the vaccine is going to have to be developed. If at all there are side effects associated with the vaccine, It's going to freak parents out. This could be a mess. So the government has to appear they are being very cautious and scrutinizing to the utmost degree that they are going to recommend it as long as the safety is there. Now, I know this is kind of on the heels of a 18-year-old. You know, 18-year-olds are adults, but you see a lot of the news media call her teen. You know, there's one of our listeners had asked about, you know, how she doing, Emma Berkey. Emma Berkey comes from my neck of the woods, I believe Henderson, Nevada, a suburb of Las Vegas, and she had gotten the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, I believe, in April. I have to think what date it was, or was it May? Yes, I believe in April. And sadly, she suffered seizures and multiple strokes. She had to be flown to Loma Linda. She's currently recovering, undergoing physical rehabilitation. I spoke to Pastor Brett Johnson, who's a family friend and who created a GoFundMe page. He provides updates on Emma's recovery. She was 18 when she received the vaccine, for what we understand, healthy. And then, sadly, she was one of the six women originally reported to the CDC as having clots. I think later the number went up to 17. And these clots caused her to have a stroke. I believe she is able to speak. She's regaining her sight. She has some issues with her optic nerve. And she's slowly regaining her motor skills and ability to walk again. She is able to feed herself. She's able to, I believe, stand. But it's going to be a long process. It's also going to be a very expensive process. So if anybody is, you know, able, please go to the GoFundMe page. It's on my website. It's on my Twitter. It's on my Facebook for Emma Berkey, as any money will help. So when people see a young, healthy, you know, young girl, unfortunately, almost die, it makes people nervous. And it's the one in a million. It was a very, very unlucky event that happened. But, you know, parents might, you know, risk it themselves. But with their kids, they're nervous. And understandably, yeah, as a parent myself, I get it. So the Vaccine Advisory Committee for the FDA will meet this week to discuss the rules for authorizing coronavirus vaccines in kids under 12. Members of the Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee will not be asked to discuss specific immunizations or cast any votes, but the meeting that's going to happen tomorrow will debate how many children should be enrolled in clinical trials, how many months of follow-up safety data is needed, and how much efficacy the vaccine should have. So this comes as several vaccine makers are already starting the pediatric trials. Parents and doctors have been debating about whether or not to inoculate youngsters because they make up just 0.1% of all COVID deaths. And so, but the concern is do kids carry the virus? And if kids carry the virus, can they then get unfortunately exposed to a variant and then give the variant to the adult teacher or the adult parent? So this is kind of the same theory that's been, you know, perpetuating since the start of the pandemic, which is what closed the schools. If adults are at risk and if kids could possibly harbor and spread the virus, do kids need to be inoculated as well to reach herd immunity? To reach herd immunity, by definition, yes, if you need 75% of the population vaccinated, that's going to include kids. But if there are going to be the 1 in a million side effects and the 1 in a million chance of dying of COVID, you're going to have a tough sell with the parents. Dr. Paul Offit, director of the Vaccine Education Center at Children's Hospital Philly, said, "What I think we're going to do with that meeting is we're going to decide what the parameters are for approval, either through emergency use authorization or for licensure of much younger age groups. Do we want a 2-month follow-up? Do we want a 6-month follow-up? What level of efficacy are we looking for?" It's those sort of parameters we'll be discussing. So children obviously have been the last group to be tested during clinical trials. You can't just give a half dose because they're half the size of an adult. Their immune systems are different. Their body is different. So, and they have varying, they're growing. They also are getting other vaccines. So if we're looking at a 6-month-old and thinking about vaccinating when they turn 6 months of age, well, they're already getting tetanus, hemophilus influenza, polio. They're already getting tons of vaccines. So is it going to interfere with that? We were told that if you do get the flu shot, do not get it at the same time as the COVID, separated by a few weeks. Now, they say children may need different doses, needle size, depending on their height, weight, and age. And so, you know, children will go through their trials a lot longer than the adults. Now, the FDA believes it's going to be okay. The FDA said researchers will not need to wait and see if a child became infected, as was done with adult and teen trials. So as long as the vaccine is safe, they are going to move on. They're not going to wait to see if a child in the next 6 months gets COVID. So if you notice, the government is starting to really kind of shy away from data that has to do with post-vaccination COVID. Remember we talked about how after 10,000 cases, the CDC stopped looking at mild COVID cases after vaccine? They're like, look, we're really only interested in the severe cases after vaccine. But the problem I have is much of these draconian, you know, rules that we had, closing down schools and businesses and masks, had to do with the asymptomatic or mild COVID carrying. And so I think it would help us to know that even vaccinated people can carry the virus and spread the virus. But unfortunately, it caused some legal ramifications when people say, wait a second, you told us to get vaccinated and you locked us down. And now, thank God, we don't have to be locked down anymore. But you made us lock down, claiming we had to. Because, and so it could cause them, unfortunately, to look hypocritical. So the data of vaccinated people having COVID could be very crushing to the original narratives. And of, look, just you got to get the vaccine, you got to get the vaccine. And in fact, people having side effects to the vaccines might also sue. Saying, look, you said this would get rid of COVID. But if we could still get COVID, why did you tell us to do it? And why did I put my family member at risk? So it's not a popular data set. I want to see the data set, but it's not a popular data set. Which is why, even though they will look at if kids get COVID, FDA may not wait for that. They said the agency will accept data based on blood draws that show high levels of neutralizing antibodies post-vaccination. The FDA said manufacturers will have to make a strong case authorizing shots in children due to the low rates of serious illness and death from COVID-19 in young kids. Currently, the Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine is approved now for 12 on up. On Tuesday, companies announced they had entered late-stage clinical trials of the vaccine in children ages 5 and 11. So late-stage means thousands of participants. Smaller doses are being tested at 4,500, with 4,500 participants being enrolled at nearly 100 clinical trial sites in 26 states, Finland, Poland, Spain, and the U.S. Now, Moderna CEO said the company plans to apply for emergency use authorization for children above 12, because they need to kind of catch up, and expects data on kids age 5 to 11 by September or October. Now, some schools or teachers are demanding that all kids be vaccinated before they reopen the schools. That's where this is going to get very hairy. Parents who don't want to vaccinate their kids are not going to be that excited about, you know, kids not getting to go to school until the vaccine is approved. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is revoking former President Trump's attempt to ban TikTok. Instead, he's setting new criteria to assess the risk of the apps connected to foreign adversaries. Under the new order, transactions on apps owned and managed by those supporting foreign adversaries or those that collect personal data will be labeled as a heightened risk. Biden also making his way across the pond on his first overseas trip as president. During the trip, Biden will take part in both the G7 and NATO summits, along with the U.S. and EU summit. As far as what he hopes to get out of the trip?
Strengthening the alliance. Make it clear to Putin and to China that Europe and the United States are tight. The G7 is going to move.
The president's first order of business will be delivering remarks to U.S. troops. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate is sending a bill to the House aimed at pushing back against China's influence.
The Senate has passed a massive tech and manufacturing bill aimed at keeping the United States competitive with China. The $250 billion measure contains money to bolster the research and manufacturing of semiconductors and overhauls the National Science Foundation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the bill will enable the U.S. to out-innovate, out-produce, and out-compete the world in the industries of the future. The measure now moves over to the House. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Chick-fil-A says it's raising menu prices to cover the cost of higher wages for employees. Chief Financial Officer John Hartung saying the restaurant chain is raising prices about 4% to cover the dollar cost of extra labor. Chipotle saying last month they're looking to hire 20,000 people ahead of the summer. To attract employees, it was raising its average pay to $15 an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I was watching the news the other day, and I guess there's a cruise line. I think it's Celebrity Cruises. The Dr. Dahlia Show used to do cruises to Alaska. It was great. Maybe we'll start doing that again. Oh, it was great. A bunch of you guys would come. I mean, yeah, we all had to pay, but, you know, I wish I could pay your way. But it was great because we had talks, we got, you know, a great discount on the cruise, and it was a great cruise, and Alaska is beautiful. And I'm watching this one cruise, and it's half empty. And, like, people had access to them. Because usually when I'm on a cruise, it's crowded. There's people everywhere. But it's just, you know, the pool is open, and the hot tub is open, and the bars are open, and it looked kind of nice. In fact, I was even thinking, man, I might want to cruise. Now, so for those of you thinking about cruising, okay, it's amazing. It's an amazing vacation. What's nice about cruising, I'll tell you the pros and cons. Okay? If you've never done a cruise, I would say you want to do it. Unless, of course, you're worried about getting sick. Unfortunately, on cruise ships, there's, you know, that potential for foodborne illness outbreak or the norovirus where somebody gets diarrhea and then the whole ship seems to get diarrhea. And, of course, I'm concerned about what happened with the cruise ships during COVID, where no country would let you disembark. So they're stuck on the cruise ship. So I got a little nervous about that. But what's so nice about it is, if let's say you want to go to Italy, or you want to go to Greece, you want to go to a location, and there's so many places you want to go to, but you don't have weeks, you don't have a lot of money or means to, you know, travel or drive. I mean, we rented a car in Italy, and it was fantastic because we could drive around. It was great. And by the way, they drive on the right side of the road, so it was really easy driving. So we drove a car around Europe and stuff, which was really, really nice, and less expensive than you think, even though gas is expensive. But a cruise is nice because if you want to hit ports and, you know, hit, you know, some of the Grecian towns on the water, or Italy, cruises are great for that. Same thing with Alaska. Anchorage is nice and Denali is nice, but man, that inside passage, the only way to really see it is by taking a boat. And so cruises allow you, especially if you like water, and don't worry, you can wear a motion sickness patch, cruises allow you to see things and hit multiple areas and multiple ports. And for me, I don't need to stay weeks in one town. You know, or days. A little bit is fine. The disadvantage is sometimes you only get a couple hours. You only get a few hours. You know, and sometimes you don't get a port that you want to. But for the most part, it's really nice. At the Caribbean, you can sail around the Caribbean, hit a few ports, and it's great. It's enough. You know, so for me, and then it's unlimited food. So it's fantastic. Unfortunately, like I said, with COVID, it could be pretty risky. Well, the cruise lines got hit really hard. They got hit so hard that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, because many cruises leave out of Orlando. No, I'm sorry, not Orlando, Cape Canaveral, and Miami and off the coast, and then Gulf. So Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made a law banning companies forcing proof of vaccine. Carnival Cruise Line, however, said no, they are going to demand COVID passports. So that was interesting, because I thought the move that the governor was making was to help out the cruise lines. But nope, they're going to want vaccine passports. Now, I'm vaccinated, so I'm fine. But if you guys haven't been vaccinated and you're thinking about taking a cruise, you might have to. So apparently Carnival Cruise Line's plan is to require passengers to show proof they are vaccinated against COVID-19. So Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott banned businesses from doing so earlier this week. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida signed into law his own ban on vaccine passports. So now, interestingly, the cruise companies want to defy that. Miami-based Carnival Cruise Line announced sailings from the port of Galveston, Texas, with vaccinated guests, and said it was working with Florida officials for a ship to leave from Port Miami. Carnival announced on Monday that it would be resuming service this coming July for the first time since the coronavirus pandemic forced the shutdown of all cruise lines. Two of the company's ships, the Carnival Vista and Carnival Breeze, will be returning to the port of Galveston next month, and the company plans to begin set sailing July 3rd. They said these cruises are available for guests who have received their final dose of CDC-approved COVID-19 at least 14 days prior to the beginning of the cruise and have proof of vaccination. This is what Carnival said in a press release. But the sailing plans come amid this conflict. In fact, I think even the CDC said you don't have to be showing passports. The CDC recently announced new guidelines permitting cruises to resume operations, but only on condition that 95% of crew members and 95% of customers have to be vaccinated. So Governor Abbott on Monday responded to Carnival's announcement by signing into law a bill that bans businesses from requiring vaccine passports. Texas is open 100% without any restrictions or limitations or requirements. Florida actually sued the CDC, asked the court to lift restrictions imposed by the federal agency. So arguments in the case are going to resume in Tampa. So according to DeSantis' office, they said, unfortunately, the CDC has opted to continue its ridiculous and unlawful regulations, they say, that target a single industry by imposing vaccine requirements, something no other business or industry must do. Now, Norwegian Cruise Lines stated that it will still require customers to show proof of vaccination. They say, we are currently in communication with the staff and legal counsel to ensure that we can offer the safest cruise experience. Royal Caribbean, according to Daily Mail, backpedaled on vaccination requirements for passengers preparing to set sail next month from Texas and Florida. Guests are now strongly recommended to set sail fully vaccinated, but it is not mandatory for cruises out of Texas and Florida. Their cruise line announced last week that 8 of its ships will resume voyages in July and August, with trips leaving ports in Florida, Texas, and Washington State. Royal Caribbean said on Friday that all crew members will be vaccinated. So here's the thing. You know, even Alaska-bound passengers 12 and over, so even kids are going to have to be vaccinated starting August 1 for some cruise lines going from Seattle to Alaska. So again, this is where it gets a little tricky, because if the vaccine doesn't necessarily make you sterile, and the vaccine doesn't necessarily prevent you from carrying or transmitting the virus, then why the forced, you know, mandated vaccination? Now, I'm torn. As a doctor, I am seeing the fruits of our labor in terms of vaccination and the less cases. We are doing absolutely amazing. Knock on wood, thank God. I don't want to jinx it. When it comes to lowering hospitalizations, even though 8 people in Maine died after being vaccinated, that's a very small number compared to all the people who died, prior to vaccines. So our serious critical hospitalized patients is down. Our death rate is slowing down. Maine has had a total of 843 total deaths. They've had, I think, 3 new deaths in the last 24 hours. Vaccines don't necessarily, you know, solve the problem completely. But I do understand that the vaccinations help. So if a cruise line has everybody come on that's vaccinated, then they're really going to have possibly less cases or less outbreaks that force them to be detained in another country. So I get it. I just don't know if supply and demand is going to be there. If you still have 100 million Americans, and then on top of that, families where the kids aren't getting vaccinated, they're going to lose business. So my guess is CDC wants to make sure that these hotbeds for infection, which unfortunately cruise lines could be, are not going to be new hotbeds for coronavirus. The restrictions, though, are going to be very, very costly and affect our liberties. So I'm not sure where this is going to go, but I'm pro-vaccine. I'm just not pro-mandating it. And personally, for me, since I've been vaccinated, I'm comfortable going on a cruise ship, but I wasn't really worried about COVID, per se. I was worried about somebody detaining the ship and not allowing you to disembark. That's what worried me, and that's why I haven't set up a cruise yet. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, ever since the bakery case where there was a baker who was asked to make a wedding cake for a couple of two women, and he declined, or the family declined, because they said it was against their religious beliefs, and it went into a huge legal battle. ACLU got involved, and I think it eventually went the way of the bakery, where if somebody has a religious belief, you can't force them to do something that they feel is against their religion. And it's been a very, very delicate, controversial topic, because nobody wants to be discriminated against, obviously. Nobody wants to be refused service. And if this is who they are, this is who they, you know, we're not supposed to discriminate against race, creed, gender, beliefs, anything like that. And so how do, you know, how does this be compatible when, you know, somebody feels it's not a part of their religion and you can't force them to do something that they feel is a sin? Well, a case came about recently where a Virginia teacher was placed on leave from an elementary school because he would not address students by their preferred pronouns. So apparently, he has been reinstated as a Virginia judge got involved. And it was a ruling from London County Circuit Court Judge James Plowman said the teacher Byron Tanner Cross was exercising his free speech and ordered the school to immediately reinstate the plaintiff to his position as it was prior to the issuance of his suspension. Now, there might still be a full trial, but what happened with him is there was, I believe, a school meeting. It was a school board meeting. It wasn't in front of any students. But apparently, the school board meeting had discussed that they were going to, I guess teachers were going to start honoring the requests of students and their preferred pronouns. And he had said that he had declined that. Let me see exactly how he worded that. I don't think I have his exact quote, but he said that 2 days after he had voiced that he couldn't do that, he was suspended. Now, he said, "I love all of my students, but I will never lie to them regardless of the consequences." Okay, so this is in the meeting. He said, "I'm a teacher, but I serve God first. I will not affirm that a biological boy can be a girl," he says, "and vice versa, because it's against my religion, it's lying to my child, it's abuse to a child, and it's sinning against our God." So during the school board meeting, he had referenced a 60 Minutes episode that talked about, in part, this according to NBC News, young people who once identified as trans but changed their mind and detransitioned. He told the school board that he was speaking out of love for those who suffer with gender dysphoria. But 2 days later after the meeting, he received a letter from the school saying he was placed on leave for allegedly engaging in conduct that had a disruptive impact on the operations of Leesburg Elementary School. So he felt his free speech rights were violated. He filed a lawsuit against the school board and superintendents, and the attorney said that the lawsuit is still pending. Now, the school district did not respond, I believe, to NBC's request for comment. So this is where, again, you know, our society is advancing and we are progressing on so many fronts, but the infrastructure is having a tough time catching up because there are certain rights that people are still protected to have. So if you have a young child in an elementary school who wants to be referred to as another gender, right, what is more harmful, to do that or to not do that? Well, the science, I don't believe, really is out there yet. I don't think we've had a lot of studies on this because it's a very new concept. Girls had to be girls, boys had to be boys. And I had friends who, you know, were, I would now probably consider, you know, transgender. And I remember them voicing frustration that, "I don't want to be a girl. I don't want to be a girl. No, I don't want to be a boy." And it is frustrating for a young child who doesn't want to be a boy, doesn't want to be a girl. Now, what's, you know, might be easing the transition is making toys gender neutral, not having a girl section and boy section, which I think now in California all the stores have to redesign, so it's not just pink and blue. See, me as a girl, you know, I'm cisgender, so I was born a girl and I want to be a woman, but I didn't like girly things. All right, so we were called tomboys. And I don't even know if I was per se tomboy because I still liked wearing a dress sometimes. And I still liked, you know, some girly things, but for the most part, I preferred to play with the boys. I preferred sports. It was more fun. The boy toys were more fun. The cars. I hated dolls. I hated my Betty Crocker bake set. I liked my big wheel. I liked mud pies. And so, did that mean I was transgender? Did that mean I wanted to turn into my dad? I wanted to be able to pee standing up. I didn't like my mom that much as a kid. So, I wanted to be my dad, because I thought my dad was cool. Did that mean I was transgender? No, I wasn't transgender. But what if I, as a kid, got confused by that and said, no, I want to be a boy. So, I think this puts teachers in a very tough spot. Now, it might not be that tough if we really don't have a lot of, okay, boys over here, girls over here. I mean, remember we used to do, you know, I don't know, competitions, boys versus girls. And I think that's rough because it's just, you know, boys don't want to get decimated by girls and girls don't want to be decimated by boys. And so, you know, you start to go, well, does there really have to be demarcations? Well, when it comes to gym, when it comes to bathrooms, the subject comes up. And so I think what a lot of places are now doing is they're allowing, you know, boys and girls to mix in bathrooms, or they're having a gender neutral, per se, bathroom available for those that don't want to go into a bathroom they don't want to go into. But this is something that a lot of schools have never dealt with. I mean, maybe they, you know, should have dealt with it, but it was just very easy to go, no, just talk to your parents about it, and, you know, this is just the way that things are. But now that schools are kind of mandated to comply and allow, you know, progressive thoughts and, you know, allow people to be able to choose, you know, gender, it starts to, you know, bring up questions like, well, what do we do with an eighth grader who is, you know, maybe TAing and helping a teacher and then has to go to the bathroom? Can an eighth grade boy go into a kindergarten girl's bathroom? Is that okay? Are parents going to be okay with that? So it's not an easy topic. And so here's a teacher that was placed on administrative leave probably because they felt that he was being bigoted, but he felt like that was against his religion. He has a right to you know, be able to practice his religion. And, you know, unfortunately, things are not compatible. And it's going to be a constant struggle. Who wins? You know, does your freedom of speech and right to believe and, you know, and worship your way, you know, supersede somebody's asking to be identified as who they want to identify as? So I don't know what the answer is, but it definitely is. This is not going to be the first of these cases. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLIC.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.